Is that one of those issues that's going to be resolved the sine die night, or?
I think the problem with the gun issues, it's going to come up, on the last day of the session. That's one of the reasons that the Senate moved it first. We knew the issues involved. We know how tough it is. I mean, the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee and I have worked together for 30 years plus. I know how he feels on this issue, and I know how the Speaker feels on this issue. My bet is that the Speaker wins, and that a bill is going to come over. But if it's changed dramatically from the Senate bill, we might have a difficult time getting it through before sine die. I mean, the problem we have here is that how do you say to legitimate people, gun owners, and people who want to buy guns in the future, that you got to give your fingerprints, and yet illegals who are here, and we want to allow them to have driver's license to work, but they don't have to provide their fingerprints. And this is the kind of opposition and kind of discussions we have here on the floor, and I'm confident that a gun bill is going to get passed. It's a modest bill. If you have a gun or a rifle or assault rifle right now, they're not affected, honestly and truly. And in the future, shotguns and rifles are not affected. And only issues if you have a handgun, you want to buy a handgun, you got to give your fingerprints. And it's a modest requirement. And if I can vote for it with bread in my district, any member of the Senate can vote for it.